Chapter 27.
Ventress looked wary, but she accompanied Desh and Anakin outside into the corridor. When the doors closed, Yoda looked around at the council.
Cooperative, has she been?
As much as someone like her can be, yes, Kenobi agreed.
Truth, has she spoken within this chamber? Loves Vos still, she does. And lead us to him, she will.
And when we find him, what then?
Ki-Adi Mundi asked.
We have seen what Admiral Enigma has done already. If we do not successfully capture him, and he escapes, then we have turned another Sith Lord out into the galaxy.
If we can take him, we can turn him back, Kenobi said.
You cannot save everyone, Master Kenobi,
Plo Koon said, not without sympathy. Yoda nodded.
Save themselves, they must.
I understand that, Master Yoda, Kenobi said. But if given permission to mount a recovery, I will take responsibility for Vos myself. I was his supervisor for the original mission. I alone will see it through.
Even if we do manage to capture him successfully, how do we know we can trust him? He was introduced to the dark side by that woman and is now Dooku's pet, Mace pointed out. Those roots go deep.
With respect, Master Windu, I believe that Ventress was right. We bear more than a little accountability for what has happened to Vos. He was raised in the temple, so there is no excuse for him not to be properly prepared to face this sort of challenge.
To which challenge do you refer, Master Kenobi? Mace inquired caustically. Dooku or Ventress?
Both, Kenobi said. Ventress is at fault, yes, and of course Count Dooku. But this, Masters, this one is our responsibility. We owe Vos the chance to choose again, and with our help, wisely.
Then I believe that Ventress should not be part of the rescue mission, Mace asserted.
Yoda shook his head, looking pensive.
Key to this, she is. Need her, we will. Master Kenobi, permission you have to recover Quinlan Vos. But not alone will you be. Jedi Skywalker and Ventress both you will take.
I do not understand, Master Yoda,
Windu said, his voice betraying his exasperation.
I yield to your wisdom, but I think we all must be aware of the disaster we are courting if we're wrong.
Believe me, Kenobi said. I am more than aware. A small light built into the curve of Yoda's chair began to flash.
A message we have,
Yoda murmured, and pressed the button. A holographic image of Admiral Wolf Yularen appeared in the middle of the room.
Master Yoda,
he said in his clipped, elegant voice.
We have received new intel on Count Dooku and his Admiral Enigma.
Bring in Ventress,
Yoda snapped. Kenobi ushered Ventress, Anakin, and Desh into the chamber. Ventress started to object and jerk her arm away, but Kenobi hushed her with a gesture.
Proceed, Admiral,
Yoda said.
We have a sighting that places Enigma on a Providence-class dreadnought. We're currently investigating rumors that this ship is about to attack Taurus.
Ventress, said Kenobi, turning to her and smiling mildly. Are you up for a trip?
Ventress looked from Admiral Yularen to Yoda, and then back to Kenobi.
You've got to be joking.
You know as well as I do that there is still hope for him.
I don't know that,
she said bluntly. Kenobi was surprised. Mace Windu frowned, leaning forward.
You weren't there. You didn't see his face. You don't know how hard it is to come back from.
You did it, Kenobi interrupted quietly. Ventress paused in mid-sentence, her eyes looking piercingly into his. He could sense how stunned she was by his recognition of what she had done. Some of the heat had gone from her voice as she replied.
Just barely.
But still, Kenobi pressed. You understand what it takes. There may be a chance for him yet, but we have to stop him before he goes any farther down that path. or it might indeed be too late.
Ventress glanced around at the masters regarding her, her gaze lingering upon each one. Her chin lifted slightly at Windu's open disapproval.
I'll do it. But how do I know you won't arrest me upon our return?
Well,
Kenobi hedged.
A pardon, the Council will offer.
Everyone turned to look at the diminutive master.
He was smiling gently, his eyes kind.
A clean slate Asajj Ventress shall have. If help us, she will.
Anakin shifted his weight.
That's quite the deal, Master Yoda, he said.
A Jedi Master recovered, and to the light returned? Little enough it is, for so great a deed.
Ventress looked as if she couldn't believe what she was hearing. And if the truth were to be told, Kenobi could scarcely believe it himself. But he found that he agreed.
Except, do you?
Ventress nodded.
I do. But you're going to have to trust me.
Anakin, of course, didn't trust Ventress as far as he could force throw her. Kenobi did, to an extent. He trusted Ventress to not do something that would get them all killed. And he trusted what he believed she felt for Voss. It remained to be seen, of course, if Voss returned her sentiments. And if so, that would have to be dealt with. But all that could wait until they had brought the Jedi Master safely back home. Anakin fidgeted. Kenobi could hardly blame him. It was not a place he had ever dreamed he'd willingly be. Yet here they both were, in the Banshee's cockpit.
And you're certain the ship's cloaking device is active?
Anakin asked uneasily.
I don't want to be hurtling out of hyperspace unprotected into the path of a dozen Separatist cruisers.
Ventress smiled a little.
I'm as sure as I'm going to be. Have a little faith, Skywalker.
Faith? In you?
I'm the only chance you've got right now. So yes, you'd better have faith. Here goes nothing. Fingers crossed, boys.
She pressed the button with a long forefinger, and they dropped out of hyperspace into the very center of a crowded flow of dozens of Separatist vessels. Everything from starfighters to frigates to Dooku's looming flagship.
Oh boy, muttered Anakin.
It isn't too bad,
Kenobi said, sounding unconvincing even in his own ears. He and Anakin exchanged tense glances. Ventress stretched cat-like in the chair.
And nobody seems to notice us. How about that?
While Anakin scowled at Ventress, whose smirk only grew, Kenobi put in,
Well, it would be nice if we actually had a plan.
Ventress's stony look returned, and she ceased toying with Anakin.
I believe the plan was to get Voss off that ship.
She pointed at the enormous Providence-class dreadnought that was leading the fleet. Ventress slowed and allowed the Banshee to drop back, carefully maneuvering out of the path of any of the other ships, which were, thankfully, clearly unaware of their presence. Obi-Wan could see the ship's hangar. The doors were open, but of course there would be a particle shield erected to prevent anyone or anything from entering or departing without permission.
And exactly how do you intend to do that? Anakin asked. I worked with the Separatists once, remember? They have a finite number of channels and codes that vary depending on the sector and the name of the operation's flagship. Given that, I think it should be...
She touched the controls.
Permission to depart,
came a voice. Obi-Wan and Anakin exchanged glances. The Elder Jedi was impressed.
Code?
AYF-47562.
Permission granted,
said the voice. And while the fighter eased out to join its fellows, Ventress brought the cloaked Banshee smoothly inside. She landed it gently. Any noise it might have made covered by the sound of the fighter's departure. There was a slight shimmering around the entrance to the hangar as the force field was reactivated. The lights inside the hangar dimmed, indicating that attention was no longer on the area. Ventress did a quick scan for droids or lifeforms.
We're clear,
she said, and lowered the ramp.
Okay,
Anakin said grudgingly. That was, not too shabby. Now we just have to figure out where Voss would be.
Well, Kenobi said, lifting a hand and casually using the Force to short out the security cams. Since he is apparently an admiral, he's bound to be on the bridge.
What about Dooku?
Asked Ventress. Anakin's face hardened. I'll take care of him. Looks like we might get two for one today. Dooku's death and Voss's return.
May the Force be with us,
Kenobi murmured, and they began the hunt.